Welcome to the Pneuma Church podcast. Wherever you are in the world, we are so glad you've joined us. Our prayer is that this message from our visiting guest ministry will reveal more of who our Heavenly Father is as we all grow deeper in intimacy with Jesus. Enjoy the message.
Good morning. How are you? Good. I like a responsive crowd. I'm used to working with children, so come on. Let's be responsive. If you try to fall asleep, I will grab your leg and shake it. There we go. Can I just start by saying I am so grateful today to be alive. Yeah? Life is a gift. It's a gift given to us by God. Yesterday I was up on Arthur's Seat down there in Macrae Rosebud Way, and I'm up there and the wind was howling and howling and howling. And I'm like, this is awesome. This is so cool. Look how big our God is. You know, we could be complaining about, oh, the wind was so strong. And there's some areas I agree. It was a problem, right? But for me, I'm like, Jesus, you are so big. You are so strong. You are so good. You're giving me life today. This is a gift. All right, there you go. Now you've heard my excitement. I'm going to try and get the ADHD down a little bit. And we're going to move on. This new year we are in today is a gift. A gift given to us by God. When I was a kid, I grew up in a country called, you may have heard of it, New Zealand. New Zealand is a tiny little, yes, there's one hand. I see that hand. Fantastic. New Zealand's a little country. When I was there, there were 3 million people and 60 million sheep. I lived in a really small town called Martin that nobody knew about. I went to a really small school that nobody knew about. And I was the smallest in my class every year of my life. Nobody knew about me, I thought. When I was 10 years of age, I heard the gospel. I was sitting in church. My dad was a pastor, had just become a pastor. And I was sitting in church like I did every Sunday. And I was sitting there totally oblivious to what was being said, just waiting for church to finish, for us to have the lunch, and then to be able to go and kick a soccer ball. And as I sat there, I don't know why, but that this conviction of God came upon me, and I knew I had to give my life to Jesus or else I was going to go to hell. That was it. And for the next years of my life, I followed Jesus. I followed I was a Christian. I went to church. I prayed. I didn't really read the Bible, but I read it a little bit. I did. I obeyed my mum and dad. I didn't go to parties. I didn't get drunk. I didn't smoke. I didn't chew. I didn't do anything like that. I was just a good boy. Any good boys in the room today? Right? My mummy would have called me, Timmy, you're a good boy. I was the eldest in the family, so I did the right thing. I was the example to my brothers and sisters. And I still am. I was a good boy. And I knew that my life was destined for boredom. Because all I did was the right thing. And then at 19 years of age, I was doing an apprenticeship as a builder, and Jesus got me. I encountered not Christianity, not escaping from the consequences of my sin. I encountered the real Jesus. I encountered the real Holy Spirit. And everything, I remember the day, everything changed on that day. For me, I went from this little guy that nobody knew to all of a sudden, the God who created the universe had a plan and a purpose for my life. So good. Life was so exciting. I remember just from that moment on, I used to be really timid, but there was something in me that I just had to go, and I would drive my car and I would pick up a hitchhiker. We had those in those days. And I'd put him in the car, and as soon as he got in, I'd lock the doors and say, "Do you know Jesus?" I remember one day in another town, I took a week off work and I went to this conference, but during the days I'd go into the streets and stand in the mall in this little town and I'd preach the gospel. And one day this motorcycle gang came, very notorious motorcycle in New Zealand, came there, and I just took this big breath and I stood up and I said, "People of Hauora," and this whole motorcycle gang just turned around and looked at me, and at the end of it they clapped. And at the end of that night, one of those guys came drunk, came to the church service and said, "You got to me today. You got to me today." Something happened inside of me. Something happened. I just had to invite people to church. I just had to invite people. Have you had an encounter like that? Have you experienced the Jesus I'm talking about? Where it's not just about going to church, but where every part of your life is changed. Where you don't just mentally believe there's a God and that you should do the right thing, but you meet Him. And there's a change that happens in you. It's like this light switches on and truth becomes a person. I'm so glad you are here today. Have I got you? I'm so glad you're here today. Jesus accepts you just the way you are. But He's so committed to you that He will not leave you as you are. My life has been radically transformed today. And Jesus is here today to offer you the same transformation. The power of God. Look, I look back to when I was 19 years of age and I remember that encounter. But life does not remain static. And I have had to learn and unlearn and relearn so many things. This is the life God calls us to. When I was young, I thought everything was really simple, black and white. Follow God's laws, pray, read the Bible, tell people about Jesus, and your life will be perfect. Oh, there's a quietness in the room right now. Well, after all, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have it to the full, yeah? That means life is just going to be a cruise. It's going to be like a cruise ship, yeah? No. Anybody agree with me? No. I learned something else. I learned that Forrest Gump was right. Life is like a box of chocolates. You never quite know what you're going to get. And I went to Thailand a long time ago now. 18 years ago, I went to Thailand thinking, I'm obeying Jesus. This is going to be awesome. Everybody's going to come to Jesus because I'm obeying Him. And that song, you know that song, everything is awesome. Everything is cool when you're part of the team. Everything is awesome when you're living the dream. You know that song? Yes, gotcha. It's not true. Not everything is awesome. When we're living the dream, there are challenges. When we live for Jesus, there's things that happen that shouldn't happen. So our life sometimes throws curveballs, doesn't it? It really does. Life can be painful. Life sometimes sucks. Life can be unfair, and it is. But one thing I know, Jesus said, you will have trials. If you follow me, you will have struggles. It won't be easy, but I will be with you. Always, 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 through the highs, through the lows. And if Jesus is with you, it might suck right now, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. It may have been 20 years that you haven't had that breakthrough, but it's coming. He promises. He is the breakthrough. He is the one. Somehow, some way, Jesus is going to bring good out of this situation you are in. And you, what is the ultimate goal? Really, what is the ultimate goal? What is the ultimate goal? That we would become more like Jesus. More like Jesus. This is the ultimate goal. This is a new year. It's a fresh start. It's a new start. That's what Jesus gives us, a fresh start. Every day, right? Every day. And this year, new year, it's brought so much with it. So much opportunity. So much challenge. Many of us here in the room, who's looking forward to this year? Oh, so many hands. Wide-eyed. Great, bring it on. But there's people in this room and you're going, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through this year. God, I don't know if I can do this again. Let me tell you, when Jesus is with you, there is light. Thank you. There is hope. There is light. There is hope. He says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. He promises, I will live with you. I will be in you. I will fill you. I will lead you and I will transform you. This is my life. This is my life. Just this daily place of coming to Jesus. I don't know what's going to happen, but you're with me. I need you today. and he promises, I will live in you. When you encounter Jesus, it's this miracle takes place. The Spirit, the same Spirit that created the heavens and the earth, that was hovering over the waters, that who created the universe with a word, the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, he lives in you and me. How is that even possible? How is it possible? We think about it. Christmas, you know, God Almighty becomes a baby. How is that possible? How is it possible that that same God who became a baby comes and lives inside of us? Scholars, people are still trying to explain this, use analogies to explain this phenomenon. Why? It's supernatural. It's the miracle of salvation. God in the form of man, then God living in you and me. The presence of God living in you and me. You know, in the Old Testament, before Jesus came, the only place the presence of Almighty God could be found was where? In the temple, right? In the temple. Inside the temple. Actually, there's a video there. If you could pop that on, it's got no sound, so it'll be great. Inside the temple, inside the Holy of Holies, where there's a huge curtain, where only once a year the high priest gets to go in. And he had a rope tied around him. So that when he, and there's bells on the bottom of his cloak, so that when he goes into that place, he had to confess his sins before he went in. But when he went in there, if there was a sin he hadn't confessed, the bells would stop ringing, because in the presence of God, he would die. Whoa, heavy, right? Really heavy if he had any sin. And they'd drag him out by that rope. Well, in AD 70, that temple was totally destroyed by the Roman government, who had overpowered the area, and it's never been rebuilt. Why is that? Why was this temple never rebuilt? Because it's redundant. There's a new temple. There's a new temple for God's presence. And you know who that temple is? It's you! It's me! It's no longer needed, because he chose not to live in a temple, but to live in you and me. He says, you are the temple of the God. Do you not know, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who's in you, whom you have received from God? You're not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. You are the living temple of God. His presence lives in you. This is who lives in you. This is why you are so valuable. You are so needed. You are so wanted. You are so treasured. And this is why we have hope for a new year. Great message, Tim. Fantastic message. I love this. Isn't this the best way to start a year? Getting truth back into us. You know what? We are full of light. We're full of hope. Luke 4, verses 18-19. I love this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who were oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. We live in Thailand, a nation that is 94% Buddhist. 95% Buddhist. No, 94% Buddhist, 5% Muslim, and Christians, and the rest of us make up the last 1%. And this country in Thailand needs to hear this message. Just, this is the message of freedom for them, the message of light, the message of hope. And we have to find ways that they can hear and understand the message. It's such a good message, so good. And not all will listen, and not all will believe, but many, many, many will. Many will and are. Right now in Thailand, pray for our nation. There's a group of well-known evangelists who got together, and a group called Everyone. And they chose Thailand as the nation for the next like 18 months, where they're going to focus their attentions. This is people like Daniel Kalinda with Christ for All Nations, and Pastor Tim Hall's coming, and all these evangelists from all over the world, and it's happening right now. It started November going through to April. 27 provinces where different groups are coming in to bring the gospel to Thailand. It's our time. It's the time for the nation to hear the gospel. Thailand's a Buddhist nation, and Jesus is alive and working in that nation. Australia is a, well, let's call us Christian, and Jesus is alive and working in this nation. Numa, we're working with Numa Bangkok. We're a part of Numa Bangkok, and we love you. Pastor Joe, we love you when you come. Numa Bangkok, we're building relationships with our local high schools that are Buddhist high schools. And we're just going in there and we're taking the love of Jesus. What are we doing in there? Whatever they ask us to do. Whatever they ask. They want us to teach English. I hate teaching English. But I go in there and we teach English. Why? To love on these people. Over Christmas, we gave the gospel message to 90 of these students who were learning English. It was really, really good. And one of the teachers afterwards, we got to pray with her and lead her to Christ in this prayer. It's just brilliant what God can do. Come on. So good. And as you saw, we take the gospel into rural schools. I want to tell you the story of a young boy who threw the, I'll tell you. His name was Egg. This young boy in Thailand, his name's Egg. It was his nickname. And he's from a poor home and he lived with his grandmother. And Egg was a really naughty kid. Yeah, go Egg. He was always in the principal's office. He often wagged school and he hated studying. He was always in trouble. Anyone was that? Keep your hand down. Don't even show us. But, you know, one day the good news team, as we spoke about, the good news team came to Egg's school and he was just sitting at the back of the class, at the back of the whole school group there as they're listening. He wasn't listening. He was mucking around with his friends, just bagging what was going on and laughing at it all. But he says that there was one moment there at the end when he heard the words and they resonated in his heart when they said, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you and he wants you to know him. And the words of this song, Praya Su Song Rak Rao Tuk Khon, which means Jesus loves you all, just resonated in his heart. And so I don't know how he did it, but he did. He found out where the office was. This was many years ago, where the Good News Team office was. And he walked there, got to the office and said, I want to give my life to Jesus. And so they led him to Jesus. And then he walked back home and he went back to his home, told his grandmother what he'd done, who was a very devout Buddhist, and said, you cannot do that. Go back. He had to walk back. Go back and tell them you can't do it. You're not. You can't become a Christian. So he walked back again, sheepishly walked in the room, said, my grandmother said I can't be a Christian and so I can't do it. And our team with great wisdom said to him, I'm so sorry, it's too late, you've already done it. Woo-hoo! Wisdom. A few years ago, a famous actress in Thailand, her name was Dang Mor, which means watermelon, really well known on TV. It became big news over Thailand where she was in a boat accident and she was killed. I can see a few nods of heads, maybe Thais, maybe, but you know the story. Anyway, she was killed, and it was all over the news, and we had a three-day funeral that many, millions of people listened into, and it was on YouTube and all these things. And one of the pastors who had actually led Dang Mor to the Lord earlier on one of the days, was able to preach the gospel to these millions of people who were listening on the YouTube, and we had the churches had provided a way that they could follow up and connect, and there was thousands of people came to Christ through that event. And Pastor Chadchai, who was a very well-known pastor in Thailand, he was one of the main speakers at that funeral. Pastor Chadchai's nickname is Egg. He was that little boy. Yeah. The gospel of Jesus Christ changes lives. He transformed a young boy who was not seen. Nobody knew about him in a little rural community. But Jesus got a hold of him and transformed his life. And through him, so many others are transformed. A little kid no one knew about gave his life to Jesus and millions of people hear the gospel. Jesus said, I will fill you. I will fill you. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Holy Spirit's made his home and place to work in you. And he fills us, but he doesn't fill us once. He fills us over and over and over and over and over and over. That means what Jesus did, you can do. That's what he calls us to. If the Spirit of Jesus is alive in you, you will bear fruit. that fruit will be an overflow of him. He is love, joy, and peace. He is power, authority, confidence. He is favor, passion, fire inside of us. He is focus, vision, dreams, goals. We will look like him. We will talk like him. We will think like him. We will smell like him. We will ooze him in all we do. And what does that look like? It looks like love. Love. You know that word evangelism? I think we should throw it out. I really do. I think we should throw it out. It institutionalizes things and make things like just those who know what they're doing can do it. It alienates us. Why don't we just love people in Jesus' name? Love people in Jesus' name. Come on, you can do that. Just love people in Jesus' name. That's what the nation of Thailand needs. It needs love. And the only true love comes through Jesus. Your hands are full of him. Look at your hands. Look at your hands today. You are full of Jesus. These are healing hands. Your mouth is full of the praises of God. For every situation, your mouth is ready with words of wisdom and healing because Jesus is living in you. Today, he wants to fill you with his Holy Spirit, to fill you and release you. God's bigger than you think. He's more capable than you realize. He's more willing than we believe. He's more in you than you understand. You haven't just got a bit of Jesus. You've got the whole of Christ lives in you. Just as we come to an end, my father died at the last year, was it? Yeah, beginning of last year. I do know. I just forgot what year it was. No, it was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. That's the problem with the beginning of years. My father died 2 years ago. And my dad was a man of God, just loved Jesus with all his heart, and I honor him always. And we were at the just before the funeral, my sister says, "Hey, Tim, I love to play trumpet, right? Play the cornet. My dad played trumpet. We used to play together. It was fantastic." And my sister says, "Hey, Dad, Tim, would you like Dad's trumpet?" I went, "I'd love Dad's trumpet." She says, "There's just one problem. It's like this. If we could show..." Yeah. That's what happens when your brother gets a hold of it, eh? Nah, I love my brother. It's all right. But anyway, so I saw this trumpet, and I'm like, "Oh," she said, "we've tried to have it fixed here in New Zealand, and it. So I said, "Yeah, I'll take it," and I brought it to Bangkok, and I looked up our Google, and I found this guy, right? And it was like, where was he? He's like an hour and a half away from me on my little moped motorcycle, you know. Awesome, this is going to be fun. So I drive out there and I get to this guy's place and I'm looking around and there, this is trumpet heaven. This place is amazing. Like there's brass instruments everywhere and I'm like, and I waited for the guy and then we got chatting and I'm like, oh my goodness, this guy was trained in Germany. He was a Thai guy, but it was incredible and I loved it. He had this $10,000 trumpet, right? I don't get anywhere near like that. $10,000 trumpet and he let me play it. It was unbelievable. Then he shows me this other trumpet. And if you were from Thailand right now, you would go, whoa, it was the king's trumpet. Now, he had been commissioned. The king used to play the trumpet. And you have to have your hands like this when you play. But he was getting old and he couldn't. So this guy had transformed the king's trumpet from like this into the shape of a saxophone so that he could play it down like this. I did not get to play that one. But it was incredible. Anyway, so I'm there, and I give him this trumpet. I showed him the trumpet. He goes, "Whoa." I went, "Yeah, could you fix it?" He goes, "Yeah, I'll see what I can do." I said, "You see how tarnished it is? Can you just re-lacquer it or something?" He goes, "I could, but it'll lose the tone." And I said, no, don't do that. Whatever you can do, just, you know, if it stays like that, I'm fine, but just can you get it back so it looks like a trumpet? 2 weeks later, this is what he gave me. Jesus wants to transform your life. He wants to transform your life. It may be a difficult time. You may be struggling and you might think that you look like that old trumpet, okay? That you're broken. I want to tell you today, Jesus can transform your life. He is in the process of transforming your life and my life. He is the only one who can do it. He's the only one who can do it. And can I tell you something else? Transformation means that you were like this and then you end up like this. When I started my life, I said I was black and white on many things. Remember my walk with Christ? James and John, the sons of thunder, were the same. Everything was black and white. God, Jesus, these guys aren't respecting you. Call down lightning and kill them. Shall we call down lightning and have them all killed? That was James and John. Do you know what John? John was the one who was closest to Jesus' heart, right? Closest to him. Do you know what tradition tells us? Tradition tells us that John ended his life known as the apostle of love. Transformation. Transformation, overflowing, oozing love wherever he went. When I came to Jesus, he gave me hope. He gave me purpose. And now he's shown me love. He's shown me what it means to love people. God has sent me here today. He sent us here today for someone in this room to say, you may feel broken. You may be disappointed. You may be disillusioned, feeling abandoned. But I want to tell you, I've come here today to tell you it's not over. The Spirit of God is alive in you. He wants to fill you again with his overwhelming presence to remind you, you are his. He is in you. He is transforming you into his image. That's the ultimate goal, to be like Jesus. And this morning, you may not have ever had the opportunity to know Jesus. When I was 19 years of age, I had an encounter with Jesus that changed my life. I thought I had God. I thought I got this God thing down pat, that I understood it. But not until he came into my life did I realize how much bigger and how much better he was and what he could do in my life. This morning, I want to give you the opportunity to ask Jesus to come, forgive you of your sin, forgive you of your walking your own way and not following him, and come to him in a simple form of a prayer where we pray together and we ask Jesus to forgive us, come into my life. I believe you're the Son of God. Help me to walk this life with you as the Lord of my life. I'm going to ask you all just to shut your eyes and just be praying. Just be praying. I believe the Holy Spirit's here right now. And this is a moment of miracle when people come to know Jesus. This morning, you may have heard a message before. You may not have heard a message. I'm telling you, God is knocking on the door of your heart. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart with love, saying, come home. Come home. Come back to me. This morning, if you have never asked Jesus Christ into your life and you want to do that, you want to give him the reins of your life, you want to allow him to lead you, to lead your life, would you raise your hand right now? Would you raise your hand? He loves you. He loves you. His heart is for you. There's people in this room too, and you once walked with God and you're not in that place of walking with them anymore, and you're just going, oh, I need Jesus. I need to come back. I need to come back to that heart of recognizing he's in me. He loves me and I want to follow him and have him lead my life. If that's you, why don't you raise your hand right now? Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, together we thank you for this year that is ahead. We thank you for the presence of God. No matter what we have before us, no matter what is coming, we just say today, you are our God. You are our King. You live in us. And together we will see your kingdom come, your will be done, and we will become more like you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. And we realize that not everyone has had the opportunity to respond to the good news of the gospel. And for this reason, in all of our services and platforms, we want to extend to you the opportunity to follow Jesus. The Bible teaches us that we have been created for a relationship with God. However, sin, which is essentially disobedience, independence, and disbelief, or us simply missing the mark, entered the world and separated us from God. Romans chapter 6 verse 23 says that the wages of sin is death, and a debt was owed, and the Bible tells us that he, Jesus, demonstrated his love for us that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Jesus paid the penalty for our sin. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." God so loved the world that he gave us Jesus, that whoever believes in him will be saved. All that is required of anyone is that they believe in Jesus, the Son of God, who came, lived, died, and rose again so that we could be forgiven, made right, and given the right to become children of God and to have life forevermore with him. Today, you can begin a relationship with Jesus. To believe in him is to simply to respond with faith in our hearts and confess with our mouths that he is Lord. And we do that through a simple prayer. Follow along with me. Dear Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I thank you that you love me and came to forgive me of my sin. I repent from my old way of life and I turn to follow you. I receive the free gift of eternal life, and I ask that you fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I can live a life of following after you. I thank you that I am born again as a child of God and that I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you prayed this prayer for the first time, we would love to connect with you and connect you to your next step and the local church in your area. You can contact us on our website at newmar.church. Thanks for listening.